Everyone has a thought for today. And our thought for today is, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Seems like we said that before.
Well, we did. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, surrounded by a table filled with beautiful monks, with beautiful ministers, with beautiful ladies, beautiful men, and beautiful dogs, and the cats are in the garage. But everybody is here just having a wonderful spaghetti and meatball feast with baked with whole beans. Really good. And of course, because I eat my usual giant share and breathe it in quickly, I'm done before they are. And so today we have our thought for today. And the thought for today is about who you are. Would you like to experience more health in your life, more wealth in your life, more abundance in your life with your relationships with others? Would you like to experience a happier time? Would you like to be all that you can be? And of course, Heinz Erkli said, you bet. And Irene says, of course. And everybody else spoke up too. See, we have all these angels here who love to speak. Is that right, Anita?
Yes.
Anita had a mouthful of food and she wasn't sure what was coming. So, everybody here at the seminar is saying their word, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. And so, as they're saying this, their lives are changing. They used to get up in the morning dragging their feet after having a long party night, and now they get up in the morning springing out of bed saying, what a wonderful day, what a wonderful way to spend my life here on this beautiful campus with all of its gentle, loving atmosphere here and all of its feelings of peace and harmony and goodness. Everywhere I turn, everywhere I walk, I feel a vibration of love and peace and harmony. But that's only here on campus. That's nowhere else in the world. No matter whether you like it or not, it's nowhere else in the world. And so, Seville stomps away from the table. She says, that's the last time I eat there. She says, my house is filled with peace and love and harmony. My Villa of God Unlimited is the most fantastic place on earth, where everyone who comes there is instantly healed of whatever their problem may be. Now, and she's selling airline tickets at a discount. So if you want to go, you may go. But then Dodo is here from Switzerland, and she says, do you realize my house is a center where people come and they throw away old habits and they claim, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace, and they are absolutely healed the minute they speak the word. And then they say, Dodo, I think we should buy a big house. And in that big house, we should have a teaching center where you teach all these wonderful things you've shown us work so well. And Dodo says, well, hey, there's a great big school next door that's gone out of business. We could have that. And then I will teach each of you how to say it, and then you will say it yourself. And you will speak the words and claim it and say it, and it'll be done. And Dodo is a good manager. You know, she's not one of these people who's going to be stuck with the job. She's going to do her thing and pull the window behind you open a little bit. And she's going to do her thing and have a good time up. And she's going to surround herself with beautiful people and beautiful circumstances, and she's going to surround herself with capable teachers that have been trained by God Unlimited University of Healing to go into the world and speak their word and have the ultimate done immediately with everyone they deal with. Now, why should they have people be healed by speaking their word? Because they look at everyone and see them absolutely whole and perfect instantly. And whatever they see, they do. This is what we teach here too. We teach you that this is, if you speak your word, everybody is instantly healed according to their belief. Now, what is your belief? When you came to campus, was your belief that you're healed? See, we don't have a sickie among us. Every single person here is whole and perfect. Absolutely whole and perfect. Everyone here is filled with power and light and delight. And you want to make sure everyone gets some of those, Ellen. Because I'm sure that everyone would like them.
Some more, what?
More meatballs. You had enough? Okay. Now, Sybil wants at least 10. She has a small appetite tonight. And this is how it goes here. This is how it goes when people say these things. And when Anita goes back to New Zealand, she's going to walk into the custom inspection department there, and they're going to look at her and say, "What do you have? You must be loaded with money. How many thousands and millions of dollars are you bringing with you?" And she says, "Oh, I just had it sent over to my bank." "How much did you have sent over to your bank?" "Well, just $2 billion." "All right, that's the limit you're allowed, so you're okay." And so, you see, it always pays to be honest, and it always pays to tell everything, because then now New Zealand can tax her for that. But rather than being worried about it, she enjoys having all of this abundance to be taxed for. Now you say, "Well, Herb, that's a lot of silly talk." No, it isn't. Whatever you have in your consciousness, that's what you have in your experience. Now, all of you realize that when you sit in the presence of Angie, you're sitting in the presence of the exchequer of the Philippines. Her husband handles all of the finances for all of the Philippines. And it's under his pen that all the checks are written and all the bills are paid. And they pay him quite handsomely to do this. The only thing is, he has to make sure he doesn't write any checks out to himself. And he does a great job. But they told him that they will give him, as part of his salary, a credit card with a $100,000 limit on it, and that it'll be renewed every month. Plus his salary, plus his cars, plus his house, plus his wife. Oh, no, the wife he got beforehand. But you see, all of these things are the abundance that he has and that she has. And then he says to his wife, "Sweetheart, you're not spending enough." Have you ever heard that? Ever heard a husband tell his wife that?
Yes.
Well, yes, yours too. This is the consciousness we want, is where the money is there, we enjoy it, and we spend whatever it pleases us to spend, and we have no concern as to how much it is. Now you say, "This is a lot of joking, this is a lot of nonsense." Well, it's not. Can you imagine Stefan Stressley working 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, and he has enough money to maintain his lavish apartment, his beautiful car, his wonderful, of beautiful ladies, his, the name just doesn't come to me, but it's the Indian people, you know, Siam.
Harem.
His harem of people, of women. And each one is number one. And Stefan is number one. And so he has his harem of number one ladies who just love him to pieces and think that he is the greatest guy on earth. And each one is in their own right a millionaire. And so they provide all of the things that he needs. He doesn't have to give them money for anything. They've got it. He doesn't have to give them anything except a peck on the cheek now and then. Now, would you like that? And you think that might be a good idea?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah, the peck on the cheek, huh? So this is where we stand. We are creating our own world. We are creating our own experience. And when we can think imaginatively and creatively, we can bring these things into our experience because they already exist. And we merely reveal them in our consciousness. Now, Heinz, there are millions of people on earth who are exceedingly wealthy And they are revealing their dreams by their thought. And before they had their millions, they just had their thought. And they said to themselves, I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by beautiful beings and beautiful circumstances. I am that I am. And Heinz, they just flowered with abundance. Can you do that?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I am.
I am that. Very good. Heinz, what is your statement?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Everybody, what is your statement?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Again?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Once again.
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Now, do you think it works?
Yes.
Oh, boy, does it work. And it works for you every time. So, y'all, enjoy your prosperity, enjoy your wholeness, and enjoy being your original purity and integrity now and forevermore. I love you. I love you.
I love you.